quickly. But determining how wet is too wet is one of the things you have to think about going into this fall. Got Eric Moore with us right now with Soil Warrior. Eric, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you getting along today?
We're doing well. All right. How do you gauge if it's too wet or if it's just the right amount of moisture or if it's too dry to do strip tillage properly?
You know, it really depends on if you walk out and you, it can vary a great deal from your soil type. But if I go out into a field and if I can grab a handful of that soil and it balls up and sticks into a ball, or you smear it between your thumb and forefinger and it smears or ribbons and you can see moisture on it, that's probably too wet to really accomplish what we want to with fall tillage. Really, if you get past that, what we would call gravitational soil moisture, about a certain percentage of depletion, our fall tillage, we're almost doing more damage than we are good at with those fall tillage operations.
You know, I look at strip tillage on our farm, and we want to try and get it done in the fall if we can, because the soil conditions are a little bit more predictable than they are when it comes to spring. But, you know, when you're out there in the spring, is it a big difference in most cases? Are there some huge adjustments that you make if you can't get it done this fall?
You know, really, it can be. You know, and we always want to do, I'm a believer in that fall tillage if we can, because that gives us the opportunity to mitigate compaction, place some nutrients like you guys have talked about in the past too. But with a year like this, there's such a big geography that's very wet, can't even get harvest started, much less, like we talked about, consider fall tillage. If you have to wait till springtime, you know, look at maybe you don't till quite as deep, because if that soil moisture is really wet in the spring, the deeper you go, the more smearing that you could cause out in those soils too. And then really look at the type of tillage that you implement you're going to use in the springtime. Especially with strip till, if you go out there in wet conditions, we want to have something that's not going to make that smear or that slice or that slop that we can't get closed back in. If we do that in the fall, we've got some time for Mother Nature to help us settle that soil and take those air pockets out. If you have to do spring strip tillage, make sure that you really watch how you leave those soil conditions, because you don't have time to fix those things if we smear those soils or really clog that up.
You know, we really want to make that one pass in the fall our only pass across the field until the planter comes. But building that seed bed for next year is something that, wow, you got to do things just right in the fall. What are some of the keys that you look at for building your seed bed?
You know, I think it's making sure that you have the correct, like if we look at a culture machine, let's make sure that we have the right combination of cultures to get the soil aggregates the size that you want to make that seed bed. Let's not leave, if it's really dry and you run a shank out there, a lot of times you can bring up big clods and it's very chunky. If it's really wet and we run a shank through there, we can smear that off and we don't get good closure of that slice. That's where really using a culture system and then choosing the correct culture combination of waves and pitch, we can really customize that to the soil conditions we're encountering, whether it's dry or wet conditions. And then varying that depth of tillage helps that as well.
All right, I want to talk about one other aspect, and I know anytime we talk about tillage, we get some feedback from our no-till guys that say, you know, I'm just too worried about erosion, and that's one of the big reasons I want to avoid it. How do you handle that with strip till? Clearly, you've got a lot of residue out there, but when you look at some of the rolly fields, I mean, there's going to be at least one little spot in the field where you end up kind of going up and down on a hillside.
Yeah.
How do you minimize erosion in those situations?
You know, I think the key there is, just like you said, if you can, you know, strip till with the contour, but that's pretty difficult to do because you have rolling hills that go different directions. One thing that I like to do is maybe strip till with something that doesn't lead to that kind of V-shaped trench to where that soil is very loose, it can fill up with water, then skate out. Something that's a little bit more of a rectangular shape zoned where it has a flatter bottom on it, I think that helps because we don't get quite as much of that loading of that water and that weight in that soil. I think that's one way to help out with that. And then try to make sure that we keep a little bit more residue in those zones if you run into those conditions. Maybe set your residue managers to where you incorporate a little more residue into those zones to help that soil hold rather than blowing completely the residue out of those zones. That's one way to mitigate some of that erosion as well.
All right, when we look at strip till machines, there's definitely some differences from one machine to the next. And one of the questions we get a lot whenever farmers see a soil warrior machine is, what are they doing with that cogwheel design? What can you talk about that, Eric, and what you're doing a little bit differently than some of the other guys?
Yeah, so if we look at that deep tillage operation, that cogwheel, it's a, you know, to describe that to a girl that hasn't seen it, it's a 30-inch diameter wheel that has individual bit tips on it that do that fracturing. So that's, it's kind of a, I would term it almost like a rolling ripper, to where it does some, you know, deep tillage up to 12 inches deep. It's a little different than going through there with a shank and trying to do that deep tillage as well, in the fact that it leaves the bottom of that kind of corrugated. So if you look at more like what a dam or dike would leave, that's another way to mitigate some of that erosion on those rolling hillsides, is when we do have to do that deep tillage, let's leave the bottom of that furrow to where it holds that soil and holds that water. And that's kind of what that deep cogwheel does with the soil warrior.
What are some of the other most popular questions that you're getting about fall tillage?
Yeah, with fall tillage, it's really, the questions are, if we don't get that fall tillage done, how do we mitigate that in the springtime? You know, and if we don't get those fall tillage things accomplished, you know, what we're trying to accomplish with fall tillage is to help us manage soil moisture and soil temperature in the springtime at planting time. But we also want to do that when our soils are typically the driest, and that's in the fall. If we can't get that accomplished, guys are asking, how do I get across all that, those conditions and all that work done in the spring? So you have to, people are really wondering, how am I going to mitigate that additional workload if we have to do it all in the spring? And that's where you look at, you know, what are your options to either horsepower up, size up, or look at crop rotations where you can still get all that workload done in the springtime. And then one of the other questions would be, we look at growers' operation to see, do they have cattle or grazing in their operation? You know, that also can make a determination of whether they're going to do fall tillage or spring tillage. Some customers that graze livestock after they've taken the corn crop off, that really takes them out of that fall tillage operation, because you don't want to do that tillage prior to the grazing operation. So that's other questions we get around tillage timing, is just with cattle operations, do we incorporate fall tillage into that? Do we do it all in the spring? And then how do we manage that workload when everything gets compressed into a springtime season?
Been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thank you so much. Have a safe harvest.
Yep, you guys as well.